southwestern city of Houston, Texas, will have to shut down in 3 days after a U.S. order, Beijing condemning the order and threatening retaliation Wednesday. A State Department spokeswoman citing a need to protect American intellectual property and information amid a sharp deterioration in relations between the two countries. A source told Reuters China is considering closing the U.S. consulate in the city of Wuhan. Ties between the United States and China have been increasingly tense since the outbreak of the novel coronavirus in Wuhan at the beginning of the year. As the COVID-19 crisis intensifies, face coverings will be mandatory in the lockdown Australian city of Melbourne beginning on Wednesday. Residents can only leave their homes for work, study, exercise, and other essential business. Australia has had 12,428 confirmed coronavirus infections. 126 people have died. Global coronavirus infections surged past 15 million on Wednesday, that according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. In the United States, which has the highest number of cases in the world, with 3.9 million infections, President Donald Trump warned on Tuesday it will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has again tested positive for the novel coronavirus. This after first testing positive just over 2 weeks ago. The communications ministry said on Wednesday this was the third test the president has taken and he is still feeling well. You can go to voanews.com for the latest international headlines. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says it conducted an airstrike in Somalia's Puntland region that killed seven pro-Islamic State militants. VOA's Somali service initially reported the airstrike on Tuesday. Local officials and witnesses told VOA that Puntland's regional forces carried out a ground operation against the militants in Termasal and Ameira, mountainous hideouts 140 kilometers southeast of Bosaso. A statement Wednesday from the U.S. Africa Command said the airstrike was in response to an attack on partner forces by the militants. Tokyo's governor, Yuriko Koike, is asking residents to stay home, especially over Japan's upcoming four-day summer holiday weekend, as confirmed COVID-19 cases have been surging in the capital. Koike said at a news briefing Wednesday, the city has topped 10,000 total cases. She said while there would need to be scientific analysis to say whether or not the city is experiencing a second wave of the virus, she recommended everyone prepare for it. Tokyo reported 238 new cases Wednesday, which is down from last Friday's record 293 daily cases. The city has seen triple-digit new cases for all but 2 days in July. In Brazil, health authorities on Tuesday approved human testing of a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed jointly by U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and German-based BioNTech. The South American nation is second to the United States in both the total number of confirmed infections and deaths. Approval of the experimental vaccine came on the same day researchers began a three-month late-stage human testing of another new vaccine developed by Chinese-based pharmaceutical company Sinovac. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said Wednesday the government will pay Pfizer and BioNTech $1.95 billion. This will ensure the companies produce and deliver 100 million doses of their COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The agreement allows the U.S. government to acquire an additional 500 million doses. Looking at the stock markets, the S&P 500 ticked higher in a choppy session on Wednesday with a boost from Microsoft and optimism about another round of stimulus for a virus-stricken economy. A largely upbeat start to the second quarter earnings session, hopes for an eventual COVID-19 vaccine, and an expected official support for the economy has brought the S&P 500 within 4% below its record February closing high. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
Best music today, the voice of America, VOA 1.